The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. To come on and elevate your mind. See, Danny, there it is. How you doing?
There what is?
We can talk about it later, but that's what I was talking about last week. Sometimes that doesn't play in the beginning, like, come on, elevate my mind, and that's what kind of threw me off
last
week.
I did not change the opening at all.
Okay, we can talk about it later.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Happy belated birthday, Danny Miles.
Yeah.
Why, thank you very much. That's why I take a vacation, so I don't have to deal with people knocking on my door. Happy birthday. Reminding me how old I am.
Oh, you got to embrace it, man. You got to embrace it. We got Clarence Bass coming on the show, Mr. Ripped. He's 79 is the new 29. Can't wait to talk with him about how he stays so ripped. And Rosalie Robinson is in studio with us as well. And, you know, I had such an amazing time. I really did. Danny, I haven't had a real vacation in 16 years where it wasn't work-related or something, and I haven't gone anywhere for more than 2 or 3 days in 16 years. And so I had an amazing time. I boogie boarded. I went to Cocoa Beach. Well, first I flew into Orlando. We were everywhere. My daughters like wore me out, but in a good fun way. I boogie board like the whole day on the Atlantic Ocean mm-hmm. at Cocoa Beach. And no, I did not see I Dream a Genie. You knew I was going there, right? But, you know, they did a rocket launch 2 days before I got there. And I'll tell you what, that's got to be fascinating to watch. I've never seen it. Wouldn't it?
That would be so fun.
They have done 3 launches in the last 30 days. And I guess there's another satellite being launched here in a couple of weeks. So cool. But I met some of the most amazing people along my happy trail that I was on. And I don't even know where to start. I mean, we went to Disney. We went to Disney World. We went to Universal Studios. I got to see the race through New York with Jimmy Fallon. That was amazing. It's not overrated. Saw the what's it called? I'll find it. I have it all printed out. Actually, I've got so much to talk about. I really don't even know where to begin. I was on Southwest Airlines, though. I don't know if you saw some of my posts from Disney World about the maltodextrin that's in their ice cream.
Awesome.
You know, it's just, did you see it, Danny? No.
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 I didn't either.
So, unfortunately, I did not.
So it said no added sugar, and then it had it on the maple pecan. Anyway, I'm like, so I asked the girl, so how could it not have any? So
What is this in?
It's in ice cream at the ice cream parlor on Main Street. Okay. And so I said, so how can it have no added sugar? What's in it? Can I see the ingredients? Well, when she brought it to me, the first ingredient was non-fat milk, and the second one was maltodextrin. Okay. For those of you that don't know what maltodextrin is, look it up. I could go on and on about it. It's really not healthy for you. It spikes your glycemic index twice that of table sugar, and it's in everything.
What is it considered then?
Here's the thing. Here's the tricky thing. The FDA has not ruled that it has to be called a sugar, but it is technically a sugar, and it tremendously spikes your glycemic index. It's real unhealthy. It's cheap. It's in a lot of foods. It's even in the Southwest airline peanuts. Okay. Wow. Sorry. I love Southwest. Love them. Love that. I never fly anything but Southwest. I really don't. Rarely. I used to fly American when I used to have to go to Columbus because they have a direct flight before Southwest was able to fly direct anywhere out of Dallas, Texas. And so, but I just like
good
every
thing I don't like peanuts.
Well, you need to go to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because I and my sweetie were sitting there going, you know, and I told her, by the way, she met my family. My family loved her.
That's important.
Any doubt in there. But we figured out the only day we did not consume any ice cream was my birthday. Every day we had ice cream at some parlor. And even we went to a cheese shop.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Had to give her a little, you know, cheese. Little cheese curds and cheese. And it's really, I tell you what, those cheese shops are really cool because you see them actually making and how they make the cheese. And we went to the, you know, the attached ice cream parlor there. Oh, my gosh, was it good.
Yeah.
Well, the ice cream, I'm telling.
Don't get me started. You're getting me started now about the dairy business. How, you know, I'm going to go there. You know I am. It's horrific what they do and dairy.
Don't go. Well, don't go there because that's 80% of my family's upbringing.
I love cheese. I'm Italian. Okay. I was in the pizza business for years. Okay. But now that I'm more educated and I understand what's going on behind the scenes with these animals, it didn't used to be like that, though. And so I only buy my pizza from Italy. And there's very few places that you can go. I get it frozen. There's very few places that you can go. True Foods is about the only place I know of where, you know, they're using good mozzarella, buffalo mozzarella. And I think they even get it from Italy because the animals are so abused here in America. I say that. And then the one thing that I absolutely hate about being Italian is that Italians are the ones that are so big on the veal
That's
in their food.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah. And I've never eaten veal in my life, nor would I ever eat a baby cow that's been ripped from the arms of its mother and put in a cage so its muscles will go into atrophy so you can have a tasty piece of meat. Well, there's something very effed up about that.
I will say this. There's, you know, the campaign, Happy Cow, do these come from happy cows? That's huge up in Wisconsin. So I'm sure that they're, obviously every state or every farmer or every business has its heathens, but I'm pretty sure that they're, you know, they hear the cries out there.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, the food up there is just
well, food is important.
Great.
It well, you know,
I think I gained, by the way, 10 pounds.
I was going to say, with all that ice cream.
Weren't you down 5 or something?
Yeah, I'm down 5, now I'm up 5.
Well, and I had the most miserable eating experience throughout Florida because, you know, in the, well, yeah, because if you go to all, you know, the Magic Kingdom and Universal Studios, it's all junk food. It's all junk food. Even in the sit-down restaurants, the food quality still stinks. I ate at the Palm. It was okay. I've never eaten at the Palm before, so I ate at the Palm at the Hard Rock Cafe. It was okay. Okay. Nothing to write home about.
Right.
And it's just like, where has our quality food gone in this country? I went home last night. Want to know what I had? Okay, so last night I made a big bag of broccoli with Parmesan Reggiano and butter and just ate my vegetables. It's so hard to eat well on the go. It really is. But those theme parks, they need revamped. I'm sorry. You should not pay that kind of money and not have some sort of truly healthy options available.
What is it now?
If you want them.
What is it now for a ticket to, let's say, it's over $100, isn't it, to like Disney World or Epcot Center?
And then we had to get some fast passes because we were only in each park for one day. Otherwise, you spend the whole day in line. And, you know, time is money, money is time. And so we bought a couple of fast passes. And the last ride that I rode was Space Mountain when we left Disney World. And the name, what is the name of that thing? Hold on. What did I do with it? Oh, that makes me crazy. The Happily Ever After. Have you heard about that? Okay, I'm not talking about the storybook. I'm talking about the performance at the end. So Disney.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The best part of Disney World is the Happily Ever After performance at the end at the castle.
I've never seen it.
Okay, well, it's absolutely astounding. Astounding. I mean, I welled up, of course, but I cry easily anyway.
Did y'all see Fantasia on the water? It's awesome. That's what I did when I was there. It's beautiful.
Well, no, but they have this new thing that the Happily Ever After, it's the big, you know, the big show at the end of the night. And I have to say, I wasn't disappointed. It was absolutely fabulous with just beautiful messages and stuff. I'll be talking about it throughout the week because I can't cram everything in. look at me. I've got like stuff everywhere. But I will say I met some amazing people like Dana Marjanovic. She's the general manager of Rusty's in Port Canaveral, Florida. Oh, and I skydived. I parasailed.
Oh, nice.
And I went up 800 feet in the sky, and the carabiners were not the screw-on ones, so what do you think I did? I worried about the carabiners. The whole time I was up there thinking, oh, my gosh, what if I fall? I'm going to have to do a pencil dive or something.
Pencil real hard.
from 800 squeet feet, straight up squeet. Listen to me. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm very relaxed. I don't think I've been this relaxed in a very long time, but I have to say probably my favorite part was the ocean and boogie boarding for hours. Look at my knees are still red. I'm serious. I've got scabs on my knees from boogie boarding for hours. What fun it was, too.
Do you do it on your knees? I thought you did boogie boarding standing up.
Well, you can do both.
Oh.
You can do both. And then, you know, of course, when you fall off the boogie board. But I was like Mr. Ripped. If you're going to do anything, do it hard and do it really well and get the most out of it. It was like the only day I really got to exercise really hard for hours, and it felt good. Nice. I was hoping there was some kettlebells somewhere, but... But I've got lots to share with you over the upcoming weeks. And I even went to Ron John, the surf shop.
Oh,
that was
nice.
Cool, too. Yeah. Just very cool. Very, very cool. You know, Florida's cool like California.
It is. Cool place.
It is a cool place. And a lot of nice people. Anyway, we have an amazing show coming up. We've got Dr. Brad Dieter. And we have Clarence Bass. He is Mr. Ripped. He is one of the most fit men in America at 79 years old. Unprecedented. Cannot wait to talk to this man. And, of course, Rosalie Robinson. We're going to be talking about My Life as a Movie. All right, everyone.
I was Mr. Ripped on my birthday.
Were you? Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Man, across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you. Calm down, Annette. you want to go down in it, you're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Rosalie Robinson, and Dr. Brad Dieter is on the line. He is a certified sports nutritionist from the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He's a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public to bring the best information in the industry straight to you. How are you doing today, Dr. Dieter?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I just came off vacation. I am feeling it. I learned a good lesson.
Nice.
I need to go on vacation a little more often, not just for 2 or 3 days, but really get that break for, like, you know, a minimum, I'm going to say, of 5 days. I don't even know if I could take a vacation for 7 days. That'll be my next attempt. But you know, it was great to be off. It really was. And so much, I learned so much and want to share it with all of our listeners. And I want to talk with you today, though, about how to tell if you need human growth hormone. And this is really interesting, Dr. Brad, because Mr. Ripped is coming up on the show. Clarence Bass, who is, he's one of the most fit men in America. He's making 79, the new 29. Okay. This guy is absolutely ripped. I know you are too. And so it's going to be a great show. So, you know, we've talked about this many times on the show, the human growth hormone and all about it. So what is HGH for people that don't know, and how is it produced naturally in the body?
So, you know, human growth hormone is one of the hormones in our body that regulates, you know, it regulates growth. It's one of the things that helps us as humans, you know, our bones grow, our skins grow, our muscles grow, and our organs grow. And it really has kind of it peaks at certain points in life and it decreases at certain points in life. But one of the other big things about it is that it also controls some of your metabolism, right? So fat metabolism, mm-hmm. Carbohydrate metabolism can also affect body fat levels. So, you know, growth hormone is one of those hormones that affects pretty much every system in the body, and can be used, you know, for medical purposes or for aesthetic purposes or a whole lot of different things.
Well, don't you think that most people use it, though, for aesthetic purposes? I mean, and I have to tell you, so, you know, I did my homework and I've got probably too much information here, but I have this article that says human growth hormone, everything you need to know about it, get the facts about this powerful anabolic hormone, then decide if HGH is right for you. And there's a picture. And one side of it looks cartoonish. It doesn't show the man's anything but his like his torso and his upper body, basically. It looks cartoonish to me. The other side looks naturally very sexy. And I just don't understand why someone would want to look like a cartoon character.
You know what? You never know what people want to do. So,
I mean, you know what I'm talking about, though. It's so unnatural. These guys that, like, get crazy with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you talk about professional bodybuilders and things like that, you know, you start to push the levels of, you know, extreme human physiques, and, you know, they start to look like very, you know, different people, but that's, you know, part of their sport. And so I think that's just, you know, each sport or each, you know, unique endeavor, you know, the extremes can get to places where, you know, that's kind of what happens. But, you know, I think for most people, what people don't realize is getting to that level is, you know, it's not just something like you're taking human growth hormone. You're doing a lot of things to get to that extreme level.
Yeah, because it is such an anti-aging supplementation, but our body does produce it naturally. We were talking with with Daniel Tagg last week, and he was talking, he was doing some research. We weren't specifically talking about the human growth hormone. We were talking about HIIT training, the high intensity interval training, which is what Mr. Rip does also, by the way. He believes that most people don't work out hard enough. We're going to talk all about that. Would you agree with that, that most people don't work out hard enough?
Yeah, you know, I would say if you take the general population, I think that's two things. One, people don't work out at all. And then two, people don't really know how to train because they've never gone to that level of knowing what it's actually supposed to be like.
Well, yeah, and if you train your body to perform in a certain way, and I think, you know, the human growth hormone, naturally you're going to lose, you know, you like testosterone. As you get older, a lot of things change. Is this something that you feel from, as a scientist, is something that you should take or shouldn't take? What are your personal thoughts on it?
You know, my personal thoughts are I think it's a very interesting hormone to use to try to combat some of the aging processes, right? I mean, we just know that as you age, your pituitary gland and a lot of the things that regulate a lot of these hormonal responses, you know, they become less sensitive to changes over time. They become less robust. And there's a lot of reasons why taking growth hormone might be a really smart thing. You know, I mean, if you look at all the processes it's involved in, I mean, we talk about, you know, bone mass, muscle mass, decreasing fat mass, all those sorts of things. But, you know, there are other things you have to worry about, right? Is we know growth hormone causes organ enlargement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. And you really have to figure out, you know, how do you use hormonal therapy to, you know, basically prevent loss of function and maintain normal function rather than trying to get these super physiological doses?
Yeah, it's the whole the topic is very interesting. It is because I mean we all are going to age naturally, and isn't in my opinion, I think that this is just another one of those things that is a quick fix for someone who hasn't made fitness part of their lifestyle. Because you've got a guy like Clarence Bass at 79 looks like he's 29 years old. It is natural. It is from him working out and being a weightlifter, and that's something you know about as an aspiring Olympic weightlifter. It's a lifestyle to maintain that kind of physique.
Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, you can look at even, you know, anecdotal stories. I mean, Sylvester Stallone is somebody who has physically aged fairly well, and his lifestyle has been a lot of weightlifting, and he's been very public about, you know, he's used growth hormone to, you know, keep up with training, keep his body adapting, deal with injuries, and things like that, you know. So there's, I mean, a lot of these things, when we talk about things like testosterone replacement therapy, growth hormone, even stem cell injections, a lot of these things we're starting to figure out. I think if they're used very smartly and in conjunction with, you know, a lot of things like sleeping well, eating well, training well, taking care of yourself, they can help you age a lot better. And I think over the next 20 to 30 years, as we start to understand more, these will start to become a little bit more, you know, they won't be as blasé and they won't be as, you know, these scarlet letters that, you know, people have on them because they've decided to use these for optimizing their aging.
But Brad, if you go, you know, let's say you read a lot of stuff about this, you know, the weekend warrior out there, and it's like, you know, I want to get not ripped, but I want to lose some weight. I haven't done anything in years. You really have to have a doctor supervision vision on, like, maybe what to, you know, how to cycle some of those growth hormones, correct?
Yeah, and, you know, I think one of the things most people don't realize, there's a few things. One is your hormonal system in your body is super, super complicated, right? It's, you know, how in your house you've got a thermostat that works in, like, a very simple feedback loop. Imagine you've got a thermostat with 90 different feedback loops depending on humidity, you know, inside temperature, outside temperature, you know, what time of month it is, you know, what the lunar cycle is. I mean, imagine a thermostat that's based on all these things, and you go in and you start messing with it, and all of a sudden you have no idea what's going on. So whenever you mess with hormones, I think you need to be really very smart and, you know, have doctor supervision and make sure doses are appropriate. And I think the other thing is, when you use things like, you know, growth hormone or testosterone to try to fix a problem that's induced by lifestyle, you're really not going to have any long-term benefit from it. And you're probably your cost-benefit analysis is going to be heavily skewed in the cost analysis, because the primary problem you haven't solved, and you've just introduced another variable that can, you know, send you down a rabbit hole that you can never get out of.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that so many people, of course, at 79 want to look like Mr. Ripped. And I think it's kind of funny that he's on today and we're talking about this because his is natural. But so many people, you know, they don't want to do the work. And that includes they want to be rich. They don't want the discipline. They want this. They want that. But they don't want to do the work. And this to me seems like a perfect, case in point of that. I mean, it gives you firmer skin, reduces wrinkles, improves muscle tone, increases energy, sexual desire, athletic speed and performance. Who wouldn't want all that, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think a really good analogy is, you know, everybody wants to be rich and everybody wants to make a lot of money,
right?
But nobody wants to get up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. every day for 25 years and work 14 hours a day to get there. How can I sell the next multi-level marketing thing and make money in a year?
Yep. And so I'm with you. I'm going to be an aspiring just weightlifter. And I'm working out hard tonight. Mr. Rip says no more than 8 reps is the perfect weight for him. He's coming up. We'll be talking about it. Everybody stay tuned. Dr. Brad Dieter, thank you so much for being with us today.
All right. Take care.
All right, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good protein bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Rosalie Robinson, and Mr. Ripped Clarence Bass is with us today. I'm so excited. How are you doing, Clarence?
I'm doing fine. I'm excited to talk with you.
Oh,
thanks
my gosh.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I just love it. I always buy Men's Health, you know, because I want to know how to shred my abs and all that stuff. But let me give your bio, because for people that don't know you, you are an amazing man. You are an American writer, fitness expert, and retired lawyer. You're best known for your fitness book and DVD series, Ripped, that coined the phrase, you're the one that coined the phrase, get ripped. In your series, you chronicle your own fitness, including becoming a past 40 bodybuilding champion. You're a writer for Muscle and Fitness, where you had a question and answer column. You have also continued to write, documenting your fitness over a span of approximately 60 years in various books Clarence has released since 1980. He is also featured in the books Second Wind and Legends of the Iron Game. And in the June 2017 issue of Men's Health, Bass was named one of America's greatest fitness visionaries. 79 is the new 29, Clarence. Tell us how you do it.
First, I did not coin the term ripped.
You didn't?
Ripped, it means, it's a bodybuilding term that means lean and muscular. But I kind of ran with it. When I was approaching my 40th birthday, Loveless Medical Center, which is a big outfit in Albuquerque, were doing research for the astronauts, and they called and they wanted to find the best exercise for them to tolerate weightlessness in space. And they called me up there as somebody who primarily did weight training, and they did a series of tests. And as part of those tests, they found that I had a body fat of 2.4%.
Wow.
And I didn't know much about that, but they explained to me that most people my age, about 40, have a body fat about 25%, and marathoners about 6. So that kind of got me started on that, and they weighed me a series of times as I was trying different diets and exercise programs as I was preparing for the past 40 competitions. And that's what my books were about. I wrote 3 RIP books and was about the diet that I used and what I learned in those body composition measurements. And those are in the book. I think no other book had had that type of objective support. And then we named our mail order business RIP Enterprises. So I've kind of run with it, and it stuck.
Well, I love it, and I love that you're so amazingly fit at 79 years old. It gives all of us hope, and so you've been dubbed as unrivaled in your age group anywhere in the world. Your fitness level, you're just amazing. And so, what do you eat? I want to know, what do you eat, Clarence?
You know, people make diet too simple, too complicated, and if you just boil it down, what you need to do is to eat whole foods the way they come in nature. And if you eat that type of food, that your stomach is going to be full and you're going to be satisfied before you get more calories than your body burns. Of course, it helps that you exercise and you're burning calories. That kind of helps balance it out. But it's simply a balanced diet of whole grains, fruits, vegetables. The protein that I eat is mainly from fish, beans, of course, whole milk, eggs, and my diet is built around those main things. One of the keys that I think that's very important that saved me thousands of calories is when you sit down to eat, you should put on the table what you plan to eat, put everything else away, and then tell yourself that, yes, you can have more if you want it, but you have to think about it, get up and get it from the refrigerator. If you do that, you almost never want more. But if you have more on the table, if you can see it, reach it, smell it, you're going to eat it.
Yep, I agree. In fact, that's what I do at my home. I do. Last night, I wanted more broccoli with the butter and the cheese on it. So I got up and I took a couple of more scoops. I was in Orlando for 5 days in Cocoa Beach, and you know, I just didn't find a lot of really good restaurants there. And so I had to get back on my game because it is so important. And I know you've been quoted as saying, once you decide you're just going to maintain your toast, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. The thing that keeps people motivated is progress. And I think one of the keys to my success over time is when I top out on something like I did Olympic weightlifting for about the first 20 years, but I decided I wasn't going to be able to get any better. So that's when I moved on to bodybuilding, where obviously there were some things that I could improve on. I had been working on that for some time before I went out to Loveless Medical. And then I went on to things like indoor rowing, where they have a worldwide competition where you can row for different distances, and they have age categories, men and women, so you can row in your basement and compete with somebody in Germany or Australia. And I worked myself up to 4th in the world for 500 meters.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just finding things like that, and there's always people think they, when they get to be a certain age, that they should kind of back off. But the truth of the matter is, as you get older, exercise becomes more and more important because
Absolutely.
your fast-twitch muscle fibers are deserting you.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring up rowing. I rowed for the first time in my life. That was the first day of my vacation. I was on this big, you know, just adventure. And so I rowed I rowed at White Rock Lake. But it was interesting, in the boathouse, there's a huge weight room, and they encourage everyone to weight train if they're going to compete and be on the, you know, on the teams. And so it makes perfect sense on what you're saying as well. And then one of the people there that is one of the big trainers said that rowing is excellent for you as you get older, too, because it keeps your whole body in shape.
That's exactly right. The rowing motion is very much like the Olympic lifting motion, where you're pulling first with your legs, your back, and then your arms and shoulders only come in at the end. So you're starting with your biggest muscles and working down to the smallest muscles, but you do them in a sequence. So you're working your whole body, you're extending your body. The same company that makes the rowing machine, the competitive rowing machine, the Concept 2, they also make something called the Ski Erg, which is a new machine where you're pulling, it's over your head and you're pulling down, so you're flexing your body where the rower is extending your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I use both of those machines and a workout, which helps me get the whole body. It's very important that you work all of your muscles, because it's only the muscles that you're using that benefit. They become more aerobically fit. Of course, they become bigger and stronger.
Wow, you have so much knowledge. I can't even thank. I just thank you so much. Can't thank you enough for jumping on the air with us. I'm not saying goodbye. I have a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
Can't go anywhere yet.
Let me ask Clarence, as you got older, did you have to change your diet or your training regimen, so to speak, as you aged?
My diet has stayed the same. My diet's been pretty much the same since 1980. The only thing I've done is learn that it was important to have more fat in the diet than we once thought.
Mm-hmm.
And my training hasn't changed either. The only difference is you have to focus on recovery. You have to give your body time to recover, and you probably do need a little more time to rest between hard workouts, and really that's the only change.
Yeah, I agree. That's how my trainer, Tina Burnett, she says the same thing, and she's absolutely incredibly fit like you. Well, you know, you said in this article in Men's Health that everyone assumes that your VO2 max declines with age, that it's unavoidable, but yours has barely dropped since my 30s. That is amazing.
What I'm going by there is the maximum heart rate, and when they at Loveless, back when I'm in 1977, they measured me on the bicycle, your maximum aerobic fitness, and so they measured my heart rate. My heart rate was maximum heart rate was 180. Then about 2 or 3 years later, I went back again. And they warned me that my maximum heart rate is going to be less because it goes down with age, but it wasn't.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, it still hasn't gone down. I have a Fitbit, which my brother-in-law gave me. I wouldn't have bought it otherwise, but I see that my maximum heart rate is still about 180.
Wow.
So that's what I'm talking about when I say that you don't go down with age.
Well, and I know that you say this too. Most people don't train hard enough. They train too much, but not with enough intensity.
That's exactly right. You have to, if you want to keep your muscles, keep your fitness, you have to use it.
Absolutely. What else do you want people to know? What do you really want them to understand about fitness?
Well, I think the first thing is that you need to keep moving, and as you get older, you need to keep moving. And, of course, the only thing that people are going to be willing to do are things that they enjoy, and generally that's what they do best. So there's no one specific form of exercise, and that's what my latest book, Take Charge, is about. There's so many different ways to do this, but you need to find something that you're good at, that you enjoy, that you're willing to keep doing. You can't do something because some fitness trainer tells you to do it. If you really don't like it, you don't enjoy it, you're not getting better at it. So you need to find a diet that you can enjoy, that makes you feel full and satisfied. And you need to find a training program that you're willing to stick with. Generally, that's something, again, that you're good at. You need to find something that you can always find some way to improve.
Well, yeah, and you know, you talk about the secret to stay active, and the insidious damage caused by sitting for extended periods is well documented. And to combat this, you walk 4,000 fast steps on your training days and 6,000 steps on your non-training days. I think it's amazing.
Well, I think it is very important that you move between your workouts, and if you're sitting at your desk or at your computer, I think people, they think, I'm just going to sit here until I get done whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get up every 15 or 30 minutes and move around, you'll find that you'll be a lot more productive. So many things have come to me when I'm walking. The Fitbit really is good for doing that, too. My wife talked me into getting a pedometer. I was kind of not excited about it, but Fitbit tells you a lot of different things, and it measures your how many steps much more accurately, and that does keep you going. I try to do at least 6,000 steps on my off days. I'm keeping busy between workouts. On my workout day, I try to get at least 4,000, but I often get as much as 10,000. But people tell them to go 10,000. I think that's too much. You want to set a goal that will enjoy achieving, and that you can do it easily. So you don't want to feel like you've got this thing on your back every time. Gee, I got to get out there and haven't made my steps. Again, it's something that you enjoy and you're willing to do. That makes you feel better.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you said something about your wife, so I have to ask. Men's Health talks about sex all the time. Sex, flip her switch, wild sex in cars, hammocks, and trees. So how's your sex life, Clarence?
Well, my sex life is good. My wife wasn't in there.
I had to ask.
If your brain and your heart is fit, the rest of you is fit, too.
Absolutely. All right. What a pleasure to have you on the show. Maybe you'll pop back on with us sometime. You've got so much wisdom and knowledge that needs to be shared. And what is the name of your new book again?
Take Charge.
Take Charge. I love it. Thank you so much, Mr. Bass. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Boom, boom, gotta get that. Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, 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 that. Boom, 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 that.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Song, Danny. Thank you. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. That was so great having Clarence Bass on. It really was. You know, you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. You know, we have over 300 listeners in Japan.
Wow.
Yes, and like a couple hundred in California, and we have 83 in Germany. These are just new recent stats, but
wow.
Yeah, so there's people listening all over the world. I wish I could say something in Japanese right now, but I don't know any Japanese. Except for Ichiban? What is it?
Oh, I'm not even going there.
No, I think you're right. Yeah.
But and a big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Crazy Water. These are all great companies. Charlotte's Web, which is CWHemp.com. I had a couple of drops this morning. You pour, you stop. I just made Rosalie spit her water out. And of course, Squatty Potty and the International Society of Sports Nutrition, Sun Warrior. I've got my chocolate shake right here with, I double pounded it with, I need more protein. So I put 40 grams in my little shake this morning. And our new sponsor, Prep Dish, we're going to be telling you all about it in the upcoming weeks. Our sponsors bring this to you. So support all of them because it matters. And today we've got Rosalie Robinson in studio with us, and we're going to be talking about My Life as a Movie. Mm-hmm. Rosalie is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital and vice president of human resources for MAG Retail Group. She is our in-house human resources expert. She has over 30 years of HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies, and she's also an experienced PCC level executive coach. I had to take a breath there. With a certification from the International Federation of Coaches and the University of Texas at Dallas. Okay, so My Life is a Movie. Let's talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if your life, just feeling almost like every minute of it, is on video on YouTube.
Had to be captured somehow.
It's just captured. It's on YouTube for everybody, the voyeurs of the world, to, you know, check you out, you know?
Sounds terrifying.
Enjoy.
I would not enjoy that. I wouldn't.
No.
But there are so many families that do that. That whole business of vlogging, right? Video, like blogging, right? But this is in a video, so vlogging.
Okay.
Has really taken off. And you have a number of families that do this. They have audiences that range in size upwards of, you know, millions of views, right?
Really?
On
is
their
it because
stuff.
We just want to compare ourselves to others to see where we're at? Is that part of it?
Well, one guy that came into it who did it, which I thought was really interesting, he was a guy who created countertops, right? Granite countertops. That's what he was. He was an installer. He never had a computer until 2004. And then he found people like to watch my family. Okay, cool. And he started doing it every day. And it has become a business, right? It's what really is the income for the whole family. And it's a true family business if you think about it.
How can you
be yourself when you're on camera all the time? I'm sorry. I'm calling BS.
These are kids. You know kids. Little kids, right? The kids want to please their parents. So they're on these things.
But you're not even living your life. You're not living your life if you're constantly on a camera. Sorry.
That is what I would have thought, Bernadette. I'd have been right there with you like, oh my God, I'd feel so like fake because I couldn't be myself every day. But it's just the opposite. One family actually here.
How do you know?
Well, I'm just going to say one family, right? It's called the EB family. They're a big group here. And they said.
Here in Dallas?
No. The one here in Texas, Sam and Nia from the Raider family, that's even more interesting. But let's stick with the first one, the EB family, because they've been around a little longer. They've been around since 2013, and they have 2.8 million subscribers, and they said it really makes them feel like they live life to the fullest.
Okay, so tell me about this family.
So this family is very protective. So this family, one, doesn't allow their children to answer folks online unless they're in the room with the children, because people can say some odd things, right? They go and they answer stuff, and people send in hurtful things or ask questions that are like, is that really a kid asking that question? Who's asking that question, right? And the thing that I think is interesting, if you think about your life as a movie, if I had to live my life in a movie every day and be basically perfect, what happens when I crumble, right? Mm-hmm. So one family, the guy who, like I said, who was the granite.
And we all crumble at some point.
We all crumble at some mm-hmm. point. The guy who was the granite countertop installer, he's interesting. Butler family, this guy, he unfortunately, they went dark back in March because then there was some tweets that went out from another webcam girl, Aria, who basically said there were some explicit series of text messages, tweets between her and this guy, right? Mm-hmm. And here's this family guy who's putting out this whole image of life is always so happy. And he said, it's been impossible to keep up this perfect happiness as a choice mentality. And so I think that to me is what's interesting is talking about my life as a video is not just about these families that are doing it, but what have we as a society started to create where our biggest entertainment is let's go out to YouTube and find somebody who's taping themselves and mm-hmm. find the interest. Even Nia's interest was the Ballinger family. Mm-hmm. There's two characters in there that she loves.
Oh, she loves them.
Yeah. And so I think it's...
They were on tour. We went to go see them. She wouldn't jump on the air with us. I can't think of them. I don't know all the details.
Who pays them? How do they get paid from this?
So that is an interesting thing. So the Butler family, for example, he parlayed that into a big kind of a business and a show. And it was bought by Disney at one point.
No.
Yes. Google owns a lot of these. And then, of course, YouTube helps to manage this. One of them that I thought was really interesting that got shut down was in Maryland. And the family made their business of having the kids kind of slap each other, beat each other up, that kind of thing. Until the viewers started complaining and saying, hey, I think this is abusive. And so the courts took those children and gave them back to
their... I think they're weirdos.
Maternal mother.
This whole idea of vlogging is just insane to me. And how many hours a day do they do it? Are the cameras on 24/7 so you can always like come into their house like the cat cube?
Well, that's the animal cube?
Yeah,
that's the interesting thing. They say that there's times where they do try to keep things a little private. Some of them do. I read that about the Eby family. I'm going to do tons of study with her to see. But I thought that was pretty cool that she is a matriarch is, hey, yes, we've been doing this a while. We understand that there's some risk to it. But we also don't want we know there's a thing that can happen down the road, right? When my child is 15 and they're seeing this, I need to think about what will happen to them. And I think the same thing happens with the family fun pack.
What happened to the old family picture album?
But think about it. This is like the scrapbook. It's like the scrapbook, but it's with video.
I think it's too intrusive.
I think it's insane. Do you do selfies?
No, not really. I mean, to like my friends, but half the time they're ugly. I take like ugly pictures on purpose.
But you do selfies, right? And you post that.
I've done one
from time to time. Were you sharing with your friend? No, I don't post.
I don't post selfies.
Okay.
No.
They wanted me to take it. They're like, take it. I'm like, no. Ask someone to take a picture the old-fashioned way. At the park, you know, we were there. Yeah, and they're like, Mom, you're selfies? So queer.
Well, I get that. I think that's generational because I'm also like, I don't understand the selfie thing. I drop my phone. I don't know. I don't need all that.
I mean, it's okay. But you'll see people, mostly women, sitting mm-hmm. there posing. You're like, what are they doing?
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
And they're like sitting at a table. They're oblivious to everyone around them looking at them like they're absolutely crazy because they are. They're turning into narcissists, posing over and over to get this like perfect picture. It's like, oh my God, get over yourself. What is wrong with you?
Well, this has a lot of money in it. That's why people do it.
Well, you know what? Money has a price, and everything has a price. Okay.
Something you sacrifice.
Yeah. You're sacrificing your life, and you only get one. Okay. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Don't vlog anybody. Don't do it. Just get out there and live it. It's much better.